This is World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea. So, Friday night, I'm standing outside the visitors' locker room at the new Avaya Stadium. Very nice, the new Avaya Stadium, the home of the San Jose Earthquakes. Cali Classico, the Quakes defeat the Galaxy 1-0. And I'm waiting outside for the locker rooms right there, and out walks Steven Gerrard. He comes walking out. Steve Gerrard. And he walks out and he's got this big frown on his face. And he just says the words. He's walking right towards me. And he's looking for somebody. And he just goes, "Where's the bus? Where's the bus?" And there's about 200 kids in Liverpool jerseys just screaming, Stevie, please. No eye contact with any of the kids. I know they just lost. I know they just lost a tough, gritty match where they were perhaps a little unfairly done with a red card early in the second half. They lose 1-0 to their rivals. But Stevie just seemed so unhappy. And he looks at this guy again and he just goes, "Where's—" and he's not getting an answer. And then Stevie gets a little bit impatient and he almost raises his voice just a little bit. He goes, "Where's the bus? Where's the bus?" And finally, they let him know where the bus was. And Stevie made his way back to the bus, didn't wave to anybody, signed one autograph, actually, for a couple of Liverpool fans over near the bus. But it was, I don't want to say agonizing to see Steven Gerrard in that LA Galaxy uniform, but it was in the agonizing ballpark, seeing that post-game exchange and seeing him just so down and just asking, "Where's the bus?" I enjoyed watching everybody drink their $12 beers at the world's largest outdoor bar. I enjoyed the 1-0 Quakes victory. It was quite the time at the Cali Classico on Friday night at Avaya Stadium. Earthquakes 1, Galaxy 0. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the program. On the show coming up next, it's transfer deadline day, and guess who we got for you? We got Gab Marcotti on the show. Chicharito to Leverkusen, De Gea to Real Madrid. Those already done deals. People are wheeling and dealing like they're at the Compton swap meet. We're going to talk with Gab Marcotti about everything going on at ESPN FC with transfer deadline day today. And Juan Arango is going to be joining us a little bit later in the show to talk transfers and talk Cali Classico. And you might hear from Robin Burt and his hammer son, Sam, recapping the Liverpool West Ham game that I don't want to talk too much about, but you're going to hear about a little later in the show. World Soccer Talk Radio, back with Gab Marcotti after this right here at Sports Byline.
See the world's best matches live wherever you are with Fox Soccer to Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com. If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the U.S. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Fantasy football just got a whole lot more interesting because at DraftKings.com, season by winning a piece of $10 million. And for the first time, DraftKings will crown two millionaires in one day. DraftKings is America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's like a brand new season every time you play. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your winnings. Don't wait until the end of the season to get paid. You've already been scouting players for your season-long fantasy team. Put that knowledge to the test in week one and every week this football season at DraftKings.com. You could turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. Start by winning your share of $10 million. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Get to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code ATTACK to play free for your shot at the $2 million top prize in the week one Millionaire Maker. That's ATTACK for free entry at DraftKings.com.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold.
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil. Uh-huh. Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back in to World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Nate Abarea welcoming in Gab Marcotti here to World Soccer Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us, sir. I know it's a busy day here on Transfer Deadline Day, August the 31st. How you holding up over there?
I'm all right. It's always one of those days where you wonder, is everything going to happen or is very little going to happen? And you got to be prepared either way.
Well, and it has already been a transfer deadline day filled with quite a high amount of high profile activity. We'll talk about a couple of those here in a minute. First thing I got to ask you is what's going on over there at ESPN FC? I hear about the deadline day extravaganza going on over there with ESPN FC. Tell us what's going over with the show in the studio today.
We'll have our regular FC show tonight, and then tomorrow, which is when the transfer window actually closes in England and Scotland, unlike today, which is when it closes to most of Europe. We'll do sort of a deadline day special wrap hosted by Dan Thomas. We're going to have a lot of our guys coming on, Sid Lowe from Spain, Rafael Honigstein from London. We'll have Stuart Robson involved. And we're just going to kind of crunch over everything that's happened in this transfer window, including whatever deals might fly in at the last minute.
So, Gab, the big one breaking today is that it's finally a done deal. We've been hearing about this one for months and months now. Law has not shied away from sharing his opinions on this whole saga. David De Gea is finally heading to Real Madrid. Keylor Navas coming back to Manchester United as part of the exchange. Tell us what you know about this deal and how you think De Gea is going to do at the Bernabeu.
Well, the deal is done, and what's always interesting is to see sort of people kind of putting their own spin on it, right? Because, in Madrid they're saying, oh, look, we got David De Gea, one of the top two or three goalkeepers in the world, for just 25 million euros, plus Keylor Navas, who's a guy who, sat on the bench last year and would have sat on the bench this year behind De Gea. At United, they're doing their own spinning. They're saying, oh, look, it's a 40 million euro deal because they're valuing Keylor Navas at 15 million. They're pointing out how it's almost the biggest, it's almost a world record for a goalkeeper, and how it's a tremendous amount for a guy who just has a year left on his contract. I think what's interesting is that, we can kid ourselves all we like. It's not really 40 million euros. It's only 40 million euros because you say Navas is worth 15 million. You could say Navas is worth 100 million, and then it'd be a 125 million euro deal for David De Gea. But clubs spend so much money and they tie up guys in such long contracts that, David De Gea is very young. From Real Madrid's perspective, keeping Keylor Navas, for example, there, he had a six-year deal. You'd have to pay this guy for another five seasons to basically sit on the bench behind him. So, it's interesting because to Real Madrid, Navas was basically worthless at this stage. To United, he's a guy who's going to presumably fight it out with Romero for the number one spot. And, he gives them a legit alternative at goalkeeper, which is something that they desperately needed with De Gea leaving and Lindegaard and Valdez out of favor.
Yeah, Madrid have got to feel like they got the better of this deal. Am I wrong?
I think if you look at – listen, if you look at the whole deal in its entirety, then United really, really screwed this up. And at some point, I really hope the Glazers go to Ed Woodward and hold them to account for this. It's unforgivable to let a keeper, an asset like David De Gea, to just let his contract run down and create a situation where he's basically forcing you to sell him. I mean, that's just completely it's just an absurdity. Now, that said, once the balance of power shifted to De Gea, once there was only a year left, once they kind of got stuck between a rock and a hard place, you know, I think ultimately they did okay out of him, because it is a lot of money to get for a guy who just has a year left on his deal. It does tick the boxes a little bit. He would have left on a free, you know, and like I said, they got another body out of it in Keylor Navas, who I'm still not 100% that, you know, he can perform at a high level for a dominant team, but he certainly showed with Costa Rica and of course before coming to the Bernabeu that, you know, he has the tools to be a very good, if a bit unorthodox, keeper.
We're talking with Gab Marcotti here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Transfer deadline looming. And another piece of Manchester United news. Chicharito is heading to the Bundesliga. Chicharito to Bayer Leverkusen. Tell us about this deal, Gab.
Now, I haven't had confirmation on the numbers. I think it's something in the region of 12 million euros, around about 8.5 million pounds. I've also seen some people suggesting that it's more. I think, again, whatever the case, I think this is a very, very good deal for United, given that, again, we're talking about a guy who only had 1 year left of his contract. Now, it's obvious that Louis van Gaal wasn't going to give him playing time, didn't like the guy at all. We can argue whether it leaves United shorthanded, and I think it does a little bit. But then again, it's kind of a moot point, because if Van Gaal doesn't like him and sees him as behind Wilson in the pecking order, then it doesn't really matter. But they got some money back for him, which I wasn't sure that they would, given that, you know, like I said, he only had 12 months left.
I'm going to ask a real simple question for all of our Mexican fans that listen to this show, and they have the same question that I'm sure they want to finally get an answer to. Is he actually going to play at Leverkusen? Is he going to play week in, week out, the way he has not been able to at the two high-profile homes that he's had over the last few years in terms of Manchester United and Real Madrid? Is Chicharito Hernandez actually going to play week in, week out for Bayer Leverkusen, Gab?
You know, that's a really good question, and you kind of have to kind of guess what Roger Schmidt is going to do at Leverkusen, because, you know, he has a center forward. He normally, last season, he mostly played with one center forward and two sort of very attack-minded wide players. That center forward is Stefan Kiesling, who I don't think is very good personally, but he's a veteran, and he's sort of a big target man type. So on paper, at least, you know, you're not going to replace him with Chicharito, because Chicharito has a totally different skill set. So it would suggest to me that, you know, either we'll see more sort of two striker sets, that they did play with two strikers, or otherwise he's going to ask Chicharito to come off the bench, or possibly see if maybe he can operate in wide areas, not really as a winger, but more sort of as a wide forward. And you know, I think he's got to go and prove to Roger Schmidt that he deserves a place in there.
Well, a young man's prime infinite, and that's been the biggest thing, the biggest concern for me with Chicharito over the last few years is how much longer is he going to be at the peak of his game as a young man? And honestly, since he was playing at Chivas Guadalajara, he has not had an every weekend gig, and that's got to come at a certain point before, footballers peak younger and younger, it seems, right now. So we'll see what happens with Chicharito at Bayer Leverkusen. I personally hope that he gets quite a bit of playing time and gets a chance to really ply his trade in the Bundesliga. Gab, we've got 3 minutes left here with you. It's time to talk about the other team in Manchester. Oh, yeah, that one leading the Premier League. Perfect after four games. How is De Bruyne going to fit in to this Man City system, to this Man City team? And how much did they overpay for him, and how much of a product is their over, perhaps overpayment for him? How much is it a product of how much they themselves have skewed the European transfer market?
That's a really good question. I mean, I think it's a pretty crazy amount to spend. He was player of the year in the Bundesliga, and obviously he's still young. But I always go back to this. I'm always sort of shocked how, you know, his value in what, like a year, 2 years, has basically gone up 3.5 times when you look at what Chelsea sold him for. So you've got to conclude that either Chelsea got it really, really badly wrong, or City are totally overvaluing him right now. My guess is he's gonna play wide right with Raheem Sterling on the other flank and David Silva in the middle. But, you know, to be honest, you could mix this up any which way, because you also have Nasri and Jesus Navas in the mix as well. It'll be really, really interesting how he interacts with his teammates, you know, because he often has operated in the same positions and with a similar style to David Silva.
Gab, before we let you go, give us one deal that you're really keeping your eyes on here in the as the European window closes today and the Scottish-English window closes tomorrow. One deal that you're really, really keeping your eye on.
Well, I mean, the deal that everybody's talking about, simply because it is just an enormous deal, is Manchester United signing Anthony Martial from Monaco. You're talking 50 million euros. Around about 36 million pounds, north of $60 million. It is a huge amount of money. It would be the second most expensive deal ever for Manchester United. And this is for a kid who was 19 and who Monaco bought for only 5 million euros in the last 9 months. To me, that's absolutely flabbergasting. And it just, you know, it either shows genius or desperation from Manchester United and Ed Woodward.
My goodness, going to economics class here with Gab Marcotti, talking about the concept of resale value with all of these players. It is incredible. Gab Marcotti, really appreciate your time. I know it's a very, very bad for you, and you're welcome back on the show anytime, and best of luck here as all this transfer deadline chaos ensues, sir.
My pleasure, boys, anytime.
Again, that was Gab Marcotti. Check out the ESPN FC Deadline Day Extravaganza. Two Deadline Day Extravaganzas over the next couple of days, with the windows closing in Europe and a little bit later in Great Britain. Juan Arango with us on the other side of this break. World Soccer Talk Radio, talking Cali Classico. Come on, you Quakes, back after this.
See the world's best matches live, wherever you are, with Fox Soccer To Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com. If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Fantasy football just got a whole lot more interesting because at DraftKings.com, you could start the season by winning a piece of $10 million. And for the first time, DraftKings will crown two millionaires in one day. DraftKings is America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's like a brand new season every time you play. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your winnings. Don't wait until the end of the season to get paid. You've already been scouting players for your season-long fantasy team. Put that knowledge to the test in week one and every week this football season at DraftKings.com. You could turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. Start by winning your share of $10 million. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Get to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code ATTACK to play free for your shot at the $2 million top prize in the week one Millionaire Maker. That's ATTACK for free entry at DraftKings.com.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold!
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil. Uh-huh. Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com.
World Soccer Talk Radio back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Thanks for subscribing to us on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher, and checking out the website that started it all, worldsoccertalk.com. My name is Nate Abarea. Another huge thank you to Gab Marcotti for joining us in the last segment. And it is a pleasure to welcome back to the show now a featured guest, someone you hear on the show. You hear him on Rabble.tv. You hear him all over the World Soccer Talk family. It's Juan Arango. Juan was calling the Cali Classico on Rabble on Friday night. How was the Cali Classico play-by-play experience, Juan?
Oh, it was psychedelic, man. Just really psychedelic. I mean, you know, really out there. No, it was good. I mean, seeing San Jose, you know, just in a span of 3 weeks, go from a team that nobody knew they were going to the playoffs to all of a sudden be one of the hottest teams in the league, it just shows you how things change in MLS. And at the same time, you have a team like LA who everybody thought was unstoppable, and they still seem to be at times when they have their A game going, and sometimes when they're able to exploit their opponents in a much better fashion. Of course, the New York's NYCFC's defense is not one to really be a barometer as far as defensive capabilities is concerned. But seeing how things turn so quickly in this league, it just keeps you interested, especially at a time of season when you know that every single game counts.
Now, as we know, Juan was calling the game for Rabble.tv. I was at Avaya Stadium at the Cali Classico on Friday night. However, I went over and hung out with the San Jose Ultras for most of the second half, so I really have very little clue as far as how the second half went. I can tell you all about the first half. The second half, a little bit more blurry and filled with noise and drum banging and streamers and beer flying in the air and all that good stuff. So let's talk about the match now, Juan. The first half was hilarious. It was the Galaxy coming out for 5 minutes and just absolutely dominating. They almost score a goal in the first 23 seconds, just a beautiful little five-man connection that almost ends up with a goal at the back post. Then the Quakes settle down, and quite frankly, and I was high up looking down to the great vantage point from over by the press box at Avaya, they dominated that first half, and they got the goal, and they could have had a second with Wondolowski hitting the post, but it was really incredible to see that Galaxy team look like they had an off switch, and it looked like the off switch was hit in the first half, and it didn't get turned back on until they lost a man starting in the second half, until they had a player sent off 1 minute in to the second half of that game. Talk about the Galaxy on-off switch, at least what you saw during the match.
They pretty much were non-threatening throughout the match to me. I mean, you didn't really see them. They weren't a superbly threatening team. Yeah, they did get inside, that final third. They got inside of San Jose's box. But really, I didn't see them generating so many opportunities where you could say, man, at any moment, they're going to score. I mean, yeah, they do have the players to be able to go on the counterattack, and they still weren't able to really connect in those pieces. You didn't see Steven Gerrard at his top level with the Galaxy at that stage of his career. You didn't see Gio Dos Santos really getting in. If you're the type of team that sees Gio play, if he has to drop back and defend and mark and track back, that's not the same Gio as the one that gets the ball, turns and starts trying to run at defenses one-on-one. It's a completely different Gio Dos Santos at that particular stage. And there was a bit of frustration because he wasn't being looked at properly, and he really wasn't finding the proper balls to be able to create or even try and finish. Overall, I mean, you have to give, you know, San Jose all the credit in the world. I mean, Shea Salinas was phenomenal in the first half. In the first half was great for him. The second half, yeah, you saw him running around a little bit more. You saw things, and I've mentioned them on the broadcast. You see players like Quincy Amariqua doing things that they're not going to appear in the stat sheets. He's that type of player that does these little, you know, the hard work, the dropping back, the moving around, all the dirty work that doesn't appear in plain sight, he does it, and that's what makes this team, you know, kind of an interesting team to watch from here on out.
Had a great chat with Quincy Amariqua post-game, and even asked Dom Kinnear in the press conference. He said, how would you describe Quincy Amariqua as a soccer player to someone who'd never seen him play? And Dom Kinnear gave me the most long, contemplative, deep breath and just looks at me and goes, tenacious? Aggressive. I don't really know what else to say. He does things, and he said exactly that one. He goes, he does so many things that don't show up in the stat sheet. His ability to play with his back to goal and the things that he does out there. He is a pest. He used to be known really as a bit of a bull in a china shop, and we talked about it. Now it's the reformed bull in the china shop. Now yeah, he knows how to really. Yeah.
Exactly. He knows where to go. That's the thing. I mean, you can have a guy that has all the power in the world, all the speed, and if he doesn't know where to go or how to run or how to get there properly, it's of no use. And he was part and parcel, you know, the individual that was responsible for Shea Salinas' goal. His header that, you know, caused some problems to the defense, and the rebound that's right there for Salinas, he's the one that creates it. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, there, he has a lot of intangibles, and I think maybe we're very unfair to a certain extent on those types of players that they might not have the tremendous gaudy numbers, but what they do on the pits that no one else sees, it difference in some squads.
Well, I love Dom Kinnear. He looked back at me and goes, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm belittling anybody when you call somebody an underdog, but I look at Quincy a little bit. This is the words of Dom Kinnear in the post-game press conference where Dom goes, I look at Quincy maybe as a little bit of an underdog character, and that does bring a little bit of endearing quality to him and his level of hey, I'm out here, I've worked for everything that I have on the soccer field, and I'm going to just keep continuing my style of play, which is such a respectable, admirable physical style of play, and I hope his success continues with the Quakes. He's been quite the addition.
You just mentioned something that was kind of interesting too, because I mean, I didn't think of it that way until you just said it. He does play like he has a chip on his shoulder, and I think that's a positive motivator for him too. I think that's a very positive thing for him.
Well, hey, Juan, I could talk about Quincy Amariqua for the show. I could talk about Shea Salinas for the entire show, and players that I've watched for years. Here in the couple of minutes before we got to head to break, I want to talk a little bit more about the Galaxy. I want to talk about the disappointment that was Giovanni Dos Santos during this game. He looked frustrated. Stevie G looked incredibly frustrated during the game, and we already talked about where's the bus and how frustrated he looked after the match outside the locker rooms. It was... We'll go with Giovanni before we got to head to break here. Mm-hmm. The shutdown defending from the CONCACAF partnership. I love Clarence Goodson and Victor Bernardes. You had the Honduran and the American shutting down the Mexican in the final third for San Jose. Giovanni was not beating anybody. And if you don't allow him to beat anybody, if you don't give him space, how useful of a player is he? And we got about a minute before we got to head to break here. And I don't want to be too harsh on Giovanni here.
No, you're not being harsh at all. You're being realistic. I mean, you don't have to see his form in the Galaxy. You can see his form with Mexico. When he's not beating anybody, when he has no space to run into or try and check into, he can be even a little less than ordinary. I mean, you've seen it with the Mexican national team, and that's one of the ways that many teams in CONCACAF are able to shut Mexico down or frustrate Mexico. And one of the big pieces is to try and get Gio Dos Santos out of his game.
Well, again, that play, it was about 10 minutes into the first half. If you want to go back to the match highlights, and there weren't really too many match highlights. It was not an outstanding game that we're going to remember for all the great goals or all the great passing or all the great flair within the game. It was an ugly one. It was a gritty one. It was a derby match. It was a Clasico, and the Quakes prevailed 1-0. But that was one of my favorite little moments within the game, was Clarence Goodson and Bernardes getting to partner up together, and that moving forward. We haven't even talked about the Quakes back line right now. These four wins in a row, they have not conceded in any of them. Four straight wins, no goals conceded in any of these games. And that center back duo, that partnership going down the stretch and potentially into the MLS Cup playoffs, Bernardes and Goodson, Honduras and the USA coming together for the good of the Quakes. Look out for Victor and Clarence at Avaya Stadium and wherever the Quakes may march on to. Here as the season progresses. The stretch, Nate Abarrea and Juan Arango here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio. Talk a little bit more about the Cali Clasico. Talk a little more. Steven Gerrard on the other side of this break and getting Juan's take on the latest transfer news in Europe. Back after this, World Soccer Talk Radio.
Come celebrate new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline with a chance to upgrade your drive when you fill up at Shell. Introducing the 100 BMWs and 100-day sweepstakes. Swipe your fuel rewards card to enter to win a BMW 320i. Don't have a card? Get one free at participating Shell stations or visit fuelrewards.com/win. Offer ends September 8th, 2015. No purchase necessary. See official rules at shell.us/win. Void in Maryland, New Jersey, and Virginia where prohibited by law.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. It has come to my attention that some people don't believe I'm the real Colonel Sanders. Well, I just gave the order to add two sides of mashed potatoes to my $20 family fill-up that feeds a family of four. And who but the real Colonel has that kind of power? Don't believe me? Well, count the taters. Taters don't lie, friends. KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Offer includes 8 pieces of chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes, large coleslaw, 4 biscuits. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Tired of calls and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll-free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
World Soccer Talk Radio back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tweet us at World Soccer Talk. Tweet me, Nate Abarrea, at Nate WST. All you LA Galaxy fans out there, send me your hate mail, you Quakes fans. Send me the love mail or whatever you want to call it. During the past few weeks, we have featured interviews with several people on the show regarding the topic of grassroots soccer here in the United States. You know I'm a grassroots enthusiast. And before we go any further, cheers to the Coopers of Louisville. I'll call it Louisville. Got to get my pronunciation right. Louisville, the Coopers of Louisville City FC, sending me a Cooper's scarf, 200 proof. I will be wearing the purple and gold loud and proud. Cheers to you good soccer folks out in the state of Kentucky. Okay, now that that is out of the way, this Saturday, we've got an NASL delight for you. Rabble.tv is sending Kartik Krishnayer and Ken Mendonca to St. Petersburg, Florida to call the Tampa Bay Rowdies New York Cosmos game live from in stadiums. So whether you're a fan of the Rowdies or the Cosmos or just a fan of NASL or a fan of grassroots American soccer, this is a must-listen opportunity. Hear what second division American soccer is like, the lower leagues of American soccer. You'll get to hear Kartik and Ken announcing the game in the crowd among the Rowdy fans. Listen this Saturday on Rabble.tv, 7:15 p.m. Eastern. With Rabble, you know how it works. All you got to do, tune into the broadcast and then press the mute button and head on over to Rabble.tv to listen to them sharing their analysis. This one is going to be on ESPN3.com, so go to ESPN3, mute the broadcast, and then turn up Kartik and Ken. And with Rabble, you can listen to the broadcast on your desktop, iOS app, and now through your mobile browser. And join in on this thing by posting your questions or observations in the comment section. Create your own broadcast on Rabble. Call one of your team's games. Cut your teeth as a broadcaster. It's easy. It's free. It's Rabble. Join Kartik and Rabble.tv this Saturday, 7:15 p.m. Eastern time. It's your team. It's your call. Rabble.tv, proud supporters of World Soccer Talk Radio. We are still here with Juan Arango, who did the Rabble cast of the Cali Classico back on Friday night between my beloved San Jose Earthquakes and the league pet, the titty-sucking baby of the Los Angeles Galaxy. And let's talk a little bit more about the Los Angeles Galaxy and their shortcomings back on Friday night. I could talk about this for hours and hours with you, Juan. Steven Gerrard became just another player. And I share this actually as far as in-stadium atmosphere. I really enjoy this with the thousands of Liverpool fans that were there and people that were just there to see Steven Gerrard. And during the pregame introductions, his name was greeted with just, you know, 10 times as loud of a reaction as any other name, even the likes of Giovanni Dos Santos and Wondolowski for the home fans and Robbie Keane. Gerrard's name gets called this weird mix of just loud cheers and teenagers cheering, old men going crazy, Quakes fans booing. Once the game started, he became just another player. It was really mind-blowing how once that whistle blew and we played the 90 minutes, Steven Gerrard was just another dude in a Galaxy uniform. Do you have any of that that can actually benefit Steven Gerrard and benefit the Los Angeles Galaxy going down the stretch if Steven Gerrard is looked at more as just another player as opposed to the next Beckham or the next Donovan in Los Angeles?
Well, you can't have it both ways. You can't be the next big thing and then try and act like another dude. They brought him in for a reason. They brought him in for various reasons. Obviously, his name is one that's going to cause a bit of polarization between fans of different teams. Obviously, he's going to get cheers from Liverpool and LA Galaxy fans, as he's going to get the boos from San Jose Earthquakes and rest of other MLS contingents as well. But he's been. I've been more accustomed to seeing that Steven Gerrard, the one that you do see him kind of disappear at times at this stage of his career. He's, 35, 36 years old. So he will have those moments where he does disappear, where he doesn't have as many touches on the ball, where he's not distributing the ball, where he's not pushing forward, where he doesn't have the capabilities of starting a counterattack or keeping up with a counterattack when you have other players. You have to tip your hat to a great deal is Robbie Keane, who at 35 is still able to run with the young guns and be able to kind of create some danger when the ball, is in the opposite, in the opponent's final third. That's one of the things that I really have to tip my hat off to. But Gerrard, we've seen him in the past couple of seasons become that. Even at Liverpool, we saw him having very underwhelming performances, still scoring goals from the penalty spot, but still you did see him kind of start to fade away a little bit with every passing year. So, I mean, it's something that we've been seeing coming in. It's the same thing that I was saying about Andrea Pirlo. If you watched him this past season with Juventus, he was a player that really you didn't see him looking like a player that could play the 90 minutes. And Gerard, in certain instances, doesn't look like a player that can play 90 minutes in some matches, and Friday was one of them.
Hey, all right, wrapping up this Cali Classico stuff, because I want to talk with you about the European transfer market before we got to let you go. Cheers to the Quakes. Great hospitality from the front office for yours truly on Friday night. Love the new stadium. The outdoor bar, a bit of a mixed bag. The $12 beers at the outdoor bar, we'll leave that for another show. Stevie G was less than overwhelming, as the same with Giovanni Dos Santos. It was a 1-0 gritty derby victory. First half domination, a tough red card in the second half. I thought we'll leave it at that. A tough red that definitely did the Galaxy in. But hey, they played hard once they went down to 10. In my opinion, actually played far better when they went down to 10 men. The Ultras were rocking. The post game was quite a bit of fun over in the locker rooms, and Dom Kinnear's always entertaining post match press conference. Wando was quality. Dom Kinnear, quality coach and quality performance, tactically frustrating the Galaxy. We already talked about Bernardes, Goodson, Shea Salinas, and Quincy. One last player I got to ask you about, Juan, before we move on from the Cali Classico. He has come in to this Quakes team, and suddenly they're the hottest team in Major League Soccer. They went from the lowliest depths of mediocrity and flat-out awfulness. 9 matches without a win, a 7-game losing streak in all competitions. Now we're talking 4 wins on the trot in Major League Soccer without a goal conceded. And it all really started when one dude showed up to town. That was a Panamanian by the name of Anibal Godoy. I know you followed this guy quite a bit during the Gold Cup, and a lot of Quakes fans are going, who the hell is this? Oh my God, we signed another center defensive midfielder. Oh, that's exactly what we needed. Scuff. And suddenly the Quakes are so hot with Godoy really anchoring the center of that midfield. And without Mark Geiger reffing, without CONCACAF overseeing these matches, a Panamanian player can finally get a fair shake, Juan.
Absolutely. And that's what he's been able to do ever since he stepped in. I mean, having seen him the past couple of World Cup cycles, he's always been impressive. He's always had great touch on the ball. He moves around well. He has great command in the midfield to really be able to distribute. I mean, he doesn't take too many dribbles to be able to open himself up, opens things up very quickly. And I think that's really what's benefited some of the attacking players for San Jose. There was a few matches that I saw prior to Godoy's arrival, and you saw a San Jose side that labored a little bit in that sector of the pitch, trying to make the transition from defense to midfield going into the attack. You saw the team that really took a long, long time to really develop something offensively. And with Godoy, you see that kind of quickening a little bit more. You see Salinas going out on runs down the wings. Even Marvell Wynn, you're starting to see him go. Same thing with Cordell Cato. What you see, a little bit more quickness, a little bit more mobility vertically as far as this team's concerned. I think that's where it's happening. Defensively, they also have been benefited because of a player that can recover the ball. He is that polyfunctional fielder that can distribute, that can be a not a creator necessarily, but the one that makes that transition into offense, and also in the middle of the pitch and moves around very well, and has the capability of being able to defend in spaces and really prevent some passes to be made. Because if you really look at that LA game, one of the things that LA did fail in doing is threading passes around Godoy's sector of the pitch.
The polyfunctional Panamanian, that is officially the new nickname of Anibal Godoy, the anchor in the midfield for the San Jose Earthquakes. And as Juan talked about, it's dominoes as far as the good that he brings to the squad and all the things that stem off of his presence in the Earthquakes midfield. We have got 4 minutes before we got to let you go, Juan, so it's time to head on over to half England, half Spain. You've got some interesting takes on this David De Gea, Keylor Navas trade that also involves 25 million euros going to Manchester United. My opinion is that Manchester United got absolutely screwed over here and tried to play this waiting game and play this hardball waiting game and ended up losing money in my just flat out losing money and not getting the full value for David De Gea. You kind of differ on this because you're quite high on Keylor Navas.
I mean, you have to be much higher in Keylor Navas. Just And having seen him when he was at Levante, seeing him play during the World Cup with Costa Rica, even seeing him this past weekend against Betis, the performance that he had, despite Madrid just blowing the doors off of Betis, you see that he's a much more technically sound player. Okay, he's not the tallest player or the tallest goalkeeper, I should say, going into the Premier League. I think that that's a point against him there. But overall, if you look at the overall package that are these two goalkeepers, I would take my chances with Keylor Navas. The problem is you have a Navas that wants to be the starting goalkeeper at Madrid, but I guess Florentino Perez wants to bring in, or even Rafa Benitez wants to bring in David De Gea, who ironically 4 years ago was saying, I would never go to Real Madrid, even if they gave me a blank check. So, I mean, you know, the former Atletico Madrid, trying to prove his loyalty to his Rojiblancos, all of a sudden, well, that's lost in the wind. But to me, I see Keylor Navas as a better goalkeeper all around compared to.
Well, there you have it from Juan Arango right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Hey, in 2 minutes that we got left here with you, I got to ask you about the Mexican forward heading to the Bundesliga. And I asked this to Gab Marcotti earlier in the show. Chicharito, he heads to Leverkusen. He's going to the Bundesliga. Does this mean he's finally going to get to play week in, week out? Or is he going to be competing for a spot and getting moments to shine off the bench or when someone gets hurt? When is Chicharito going to have an every weekend gig, for crying out loud?
When Stefan Kiesling gets injured?
So that's it. He's just going to be – he's heading to a much smaller club. The Bayer Leverkusen are by no means on the level of a Manchester United or a Real Madrid, and he's going to just still be going through the same old classic Chicharito struggle.
I don't know if it to that extent. I mean, he doesn't have three or four forwards that he has to compete against. I mean, but let's not kid ourselves. I mean, Chicharito's not Stefan Kiesling. I mean, who has had Yogi Löw, and that's the reason why he can't play with the German national team. Imagine Germany with Stefan Kiesling up top. So, I mean, and all the other players that have been there in the past year and a half, you know, the Miroslav Kloses and Thomas Müllers and what have you, as far as attacking forwards and even strikers for the German national team, Kiesling is not part of that mix. So, yeah, Chicharito's going to have a lot of minutes, but he's not going to get as many minutes as he would going to another club. But, I mean, it's what he got, and that's what he's going to have to do. He is going to have to try and contribute whenever he's on the pitch. And he'll be on the pitch more frequently, that's what I'm trying to say, but not as frequently as if he were the number one forward.
Juan Arango, how can folks get a hold of you in the Twitter sphere?
You can follow me on Twitter. It's @JuanG_Arango. You can also check me out on ESPN3 because I'm one of the announcers for the University of Miami women's football program. So I'm always on over at ESPN3 and pretty much all over the place.
Can I get a Go Canes before you go?
I didn't go to the University of Miami. Okay, but okay, here we go. Let me see. Hold on. Let me just concentrate real well before you go on the air. Canes. Canes. There you go.
Juan Arango, thank you so much. You're welcome back anytime, mate. Best of luck. Work in the Canes, and best of luck with those future Rabble casts as well.
All right, man. Actually, I'm doing US-Brazil next week.
Look out for Juan Arango on Rabble.tv, USA-Brazil. You got a prediction for that one before we let you go?
Both teams are tremendous when it comes to friendly matches, so I think it'll probably be a draw.
All right, we'll root for a 3-3 draw between the Brazilians and the Americanos. Juan Arango with us here on World Soccer Talk Radio. We're back to take the express train home after this. Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063.
800-957-6063. My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
World Soccer Talk Radio back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You know, I was so high on the Cali Classico and the Quakes win and getting to see Avaya Stadium finally. I thought Liverpool, I was just going to wake up the next morning and watch Liverpool steamroll West Ham at Anfield. It didn't quite go that way. I'm going to let my favorite Chardonnay Hammer tell you just how the match went. He called me to tell me all about this. Robin Burt, take it away.
Nate, I thought I would drop you a short message to gloat about West Ham's great win on Saturday against your mighty Reds. It's good to see your predictions are spot on as usual, you muppet. For those of you who didn't have the pleasure of following Liverpool's demise, Sam, my son, will walk you through the key minutes, Mourinho style of the game.
Minute 3, minute 29, minute 52 and minute 92. So in the third minute, Manuel Lanzini scores a simple tap-in from a ball played forward by Cresswell after a failed clearance from the Reds' shaky back line. In the 29th minute, Mark Noble scores following some immaculate defending by Dejan Lovren, who I've heard, Nate, you have quite the man crush on. A beautifully placed goal by the newly appointed Hammers captain. In the 52nd minute, oh, this is good. So a massive setback for the Reds when Coutinho was easily drawn in by an exquisitely classy roulette from Dimitri Payet, receiving a second yellow card, rendering him unavailable for the match against Manchester United on September 12th. Absolutely devastating. In the 92nd minute, shortly into the 7 minutes of stoppage time, Sacco breaks forward and comfortably puts the final nail in the coffin, sparking a mass exodus of Reds faithful. And, that's about it.
So on that note, enjoy the international break, my friend. That's a guarantee that Liverpool can't lose in the next 2 weeks. We look forward to welcoming Liverpool to the bowling ground in the new year. And from the Burt family...
Come on, you Irons!
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 Cheers, mate.
Yeah, so I predicted Liverpool winning 2-0. Big whoop. Want the fight about it? Cheers to you, Robin and Sam Burt. Gloat in your Hammers victory in your new Croatian love affair. Thanks to Gab Marcotti and Juan Arango, World Soccer Talk Radio. My name is Nate Abareas. Signing off. Bye for now.